The digital divide is possibly the most stark on tribal lands, but for some of those tribes, help is coming. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. In Indian country, the proportion of households with high-speed internet access has consistently lagged behind the rest of the U.S. There has been some work to improve things, including an influx of federal funding that's helped some tribes build their own broadband networks across the country. Here is a success story from Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton. It's part of our series, The Internet is Everything.
If you look up here, we have Jetty, Boulder, Pistol Creek, Oliver.
Inside a small server room, fans blazing Chuck Reese with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes is pointing to labels on the back of a server. They name the locations of four cellular towers on the mostly rural Flathead Indian Reservation in northwest Montana.
This is the actual fiber that goes to each tower.
Those towers blanket roughly 1,300 square miles with high-speed internet. The COVID-19 pandemic has made it difficult for tribal employees to work from home because many don't have reliable and affordable internet service. But now,
we can actually put an IP phone right on our phone network right at your house. It'd just be like having an office right at your home.
The network will also allow tribal police to issue tickets electronically from their vehicles and the tribal health department to do paperwork in the field. This is one of the first tribally controlled wireless networks to come out of a Federal Communications Commission program that gave tribes across the U.S. wireless spectrum licenses for free. But tribes still have to build and pay for the infrastructure to broadcast high-speed broadband.
There are going to be 200 to 300 projects that are going to be built in Indian country.
Former FCC official Jeff Blackwell is with Amerind Risk Management, a native-owned insurance company that also helps tribes build broadband infrastructure. Blackwell says the Salish and Kootenai are ahead of most tribes because they had a plan in place, allowing them to utilize COVID relief dollars that were set to expire last month. Other tribes had been searching for funding without such a tight timeline. Blackwell says the spendy network buildouts will now receive a serious boost from the $1 billion tribal broadband fund set up by the latest federal COVID relief legislation.
This is on par with the eras of rural electrification and the Eisenhower interstate system.
Casey Ouellette with the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes in northeast Montana says that tribal broadband fund has revitalized the tribe's hopes of building their network.
We have a lot of members that live in these little rural areas that always get left out, and they are disconnected.
Ouellette says this is the tribe's chance to narrow the digital divide for many tribal members, who she says private internet and wireless providers have overlooked for years.
That's Aaron Bolton reporting from the Flathead Indian Reservation. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about why this kind of project might not scale and why some tribes need a unique solution to make sure their households get online. You can also find the rest of our Internet is Everything series at marketplace.org/internet. And now for some related links. There's more reading on our website about this $1 billion tribal broadband fund that was part of the CARES Act and the second round of COVID relief, actually, and a good example of how wide-ranging stimulus can create real economic opportunity, like connecting tribes that have been without internet access for so long. There's also a link to a report that came out last week from the Institute for Local Self-Reliance that uses the experience of four tribes who built their own ISPs as a case study for how to build out broadband infrastructure all across Indian country. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.